Hi dear listeners, and welcome to The Play Thief. My name is Christina and I'm the author. Thief is based on real stories about postnatal depression of the women I've interviewed. I've also added some notes from the journal that I kept during my pregnancy. There are no words to describe how grateful and honored I am to meet such brave women who went through so much and yet have found courage to speak up and share their experiences. Thank you. So, let's begin.
Hey, Christina. I got your number from our mutual friend. I'm sorry about the noise. She told me that you're looking for real stories about postnatal depression, so will you be, like, acting in it, or are you writing it? Where's it going to be? Tell me more. I'm very keen to share my story, if you want. Oh, and I'm Helen, by the way.
I know you're busy, so I can send my questions here via WhatsApp, and you can answer them either in writing or via audio messages. It's up to you. Thank you once again for agreeing to be a part of it. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, sending your question via WhatsApp would be great. Attention, Paul, s'il te plaît. Pose ça. Sorry, I won't be able to write my answers. I'm sure you can hear why. But I can send them via audio here, no problem. Oh, by the way, I saw the picture of your baby boy. My God, he's so cute. How old is he again? Paul, Nicole, arrêtez.
I'll be sending you my answers in a few days, okay? Talk to you. Bye.
First question. Tell me about yourself. My name's Helen. Sorry, I have to be quiet. My son's napping now. So, yeah, I'm 41. I'm originally from Australia, but I live in China for many years, actually. I'm a journalist. And I have a one-year-old son.
Pauline, I'm 34. I'm French, but I live in Hong Kong. I have three kids. The oldest is 4. The youngest is 0.
Tasha, I'm from Singapore, 28. One kid. She's a girl.
Did I always want to be a mum? Yes. Yes, I've always wanted to have children. I have a niece whom I raised from her very birth, and all my friends already had kids, so I loved kids very much, like any other normal woman do, I guess.
I used to hate kids. Yeah, I couldn't stand them. If I entered a restaurant and there were children, I would ask to be seated somewhere far, far away from them. And on planes, I would ask the parents to ask the kids to calm the shit down if they're crying. I feel awful now, but back then I just could not stand children. It changed a few years ago, just before I got pregnant. Maybe hormones, maybe mother instincts, call it whatever. Just realized I didn't hate them as much as before. And that's when I told my husband that I was ready to try for kids. He was very happy about it. Of course, I think he had no idea how hard it would be on us.
I think I became a mum out of curiosity, to find out what it's like. And also because I thought that the child was a kind of an important component of this nuclear family idea. And also because I was already 40 and my mum was frying my brain. Actually, no, it was important for me to go through this experience in order to get to know myself in this role. Because nothing can reveal you like motherhood. It tempers you. I finally grew up at the age of 40.
Hey, little one. It's me, your mom. I'm going to be a mom. I can't believe it's happening. I just found out about you. I'm looking at your photo right now, and you're 5 weeks old, and you look like a small dot. I don't even know if you can hear me, but I'm here and I'm going to talk to you a lot, okay? So I am Christina and I'm your mom. Oh, your dad doesn't know about you yet, but I have an idea on how to surprise him tonight.
Describe your first day at home with the baby. Oh, My first day at home with a baby. Oh my. Let me remember, it was such a long time ago. I remember thinking, how can they allow parents like us to just go home with a baby with no experience, who know nothing about what to do with a baby? Like, how can they trust us, right?
I had an emergency C-section, so we only arrived home after 5 days at the hospital. I really liked being in the hospital. My bed was comfortable. I could give my daughter to the nurses at night and sleep. But once we got home, the whole nightmare began. I looked awful. I smelled awful. I did not want to see anyone. My mother-in-law, she invited a whole bunch of people to celebrate. She didn't even ask me. Like, everyone was happy, but I wasn't. And I didn't understand why. Why am I not happy? I just had a baby, you know? I was in a lot of pain. My recovery took forever. Almost for 2 weeks, I couldn't really move. I couldn't stand or even sit down by myself. My husband had to help me put on my underwear, wash my legs. Can you imagine? I couldn't go to the toilet without feeling the excruciating pain. I remember screaming in the bathroom. It was just awful. I couldn't do anything. And because of that, I felt like a shitty mom. I could only breastfeed her. That whole situation made me think, what would I do if I did not have any help? Like, what if I was a single mom? I mean, it's insane.
We came home. Me, my husband, and the baby. The baby slept and I went to sleep too. It was very sunny, very quiet that day. It was nice. But at night, I couldn't sleep. I was always feeling afraid that the baby wouldn't survive. At night, I was always checking if the baby was breathing. I would put my hand on his chest, see if it was moving.
How would I define postnatal depression in my own words?
Awful, awful feeling. The worst feeling, the worst thing that a woman can experience after giving birth. It's very scary.
Anxiety, fear, anger, helplessness, stress, ambiguity, oh la la, a whole range of emotions.
I don't know where to start. Can I skip this question?
Next question, what should you never tell a woman with postnatal depression? That all will pass. Take it easy.
That this is all in your head. Relax and enjoy life. Motherhood is a bliss. You should be grateful. Many struggle to have children. You can't see how lucky you are.
What depression? Being a mother is hard work, but how else did you expect it to be? I didn't have time to be depressed. Depression is for the rich and lazy. I knew that I had to take care of my child, and that was it. I mean, words, they... I remember one day my baby fell from our bed. It happened so fast. And I got so, so scared. Thank God everything was fine. But when my husband came home and I told him what happened, he looked at me so heavy and said, "How could you? Could I?" As if I did it on purpose. I cried in the kitchen that entire evening. I was blaming myself. I felt like shit. Just one phrase, hey? Just one short phrase, "How could you?" killed me. You can kill with words, that's for sure.
Week 12. We heard your heartbeat for the first time today. Oh, it sounded very, very strong. And your dad cried like a baby. Oh my gosh. And me, I began to have my morning sickness. Or rather whole day sickness. I can't eat anything. Only Russian food, actually. Well, you are Russian after all, aren't you? I mean, half Russian. I don't know, I just hope soon we'll be able to eat something else other than borscht and mashed potato, you know?
When have you realized that you have signs of postnatal depression, and what symptoms you've had? Actually, I haven't realized that until I got out of it. And when I gave birth to my second baby and there was no depression, I was kind of, oh, okay, motherhood can be different, full of joy and laughter, even though you get tired. It was an amazing feeling, completely different experience.
I was constantly angry and tired. Everything irritated me. I didn't want to see or talk to anyone. I just wanted to sleep. I constantly wanted to sleep.
This entire period, the first months, I lived in a fog. I remember my thoughts that my life was over. I searched the internet for posts on the topic. I don't love my child, although I loved mine, but maybe I just needed to find confirmation that I was not at the bottom then, that it could be worse. My mother was with me, and sometimes my husband, but there was this constant feeling that I was alone.
Did you tell your doctor about your symptoms? No, I didn't.
No.
No.
I told no one. In fact, what I'm telling you right now, no one in my family knows. It was necessary to tell, I know, but I was afraid. I thought no one around me could understand me. I didn't even understand myself.
I called my sister. I was sobbing into the phone. I told Lily what was happening to me and she just told me to calm down. She said that many mothers have it and I should not worry. I tried to describe my thoughts to her, but I could not express myself properly. I didn't feel understood. I just cried. I cried about the fact that I just had such thoughts.
I was afraid to cry in front of my husband. I was afraid that he would start asking me what was happening and I won't be able to explain to him. I was afraid to be judged and criticized because that's what our society does. It's not interested in understanding anyone, even my mom. I was on a video call with her one day while walking with my daughter and I felt so tired, fat, bored. My breast was sore and I just said, I'm not enjoying this. I'm not enjoying being a mom. It's not for me. And she said, hey, don't say such words. I later got to be upset, okay? It will get better one lah. It's just a phase only.
Next question. What did you do to help yourself? Oh, well. I ate away my anxiety with marshmallows. I wasn't allowed to eat any other sweets. I ate bags of them and I was losing weight.
I pumped.
I read books. In books, I lived through other realities and it helps. Also cooking, jazz, online shopping, warm bath. I crying and praying.
When did it get better?
Je vous salue Marie, pleine de grâce.
Better?
Le Seigneur est avec vous.
Has it even gotten better?
Vous êtes bénie en
I don't feel like I'm better or myself. Maybe that's what it is. Motherhood is about this struggle, pain, constant pain and sacrifice. You change forever, you'll never be the same.
Amen.
Very gradually, actually. It was so strange to find that my bones were not breaking from the cry of my child anymore.
Tell us your experience with breastfeeding. I love breastfeeding. I breastfed all my babies for at least a year, yes. I am breastfeeding my third one right now. It is such a joy, you know. It's like my gift to them. I mean, I know women who don't enjoy it because it's painful, but for me it was not painful at all. Quite the opposite, actually. I don't know if you know, I mean, you are mom, so maybe you've read about it or even... Anyway, I'm just going to say it. Sometimes when I breastfeed my babies, I feel like a sexual excitement. And that's perfectly normal in terms of physiology because, anyway, yes, it just feels very, very nice.
Every time I breastfed, I thought, I can't do this anymore. I just didn't enjoy it. But there was no one to tell me, it's okay, you can stop. I was very hard on myself. Breastfeeding was very important for me. Like, if I'm not breastfeeding my baby, I'm not a good mum. Because, well, I was a perfectionist before. I had to be a good girl. I had to be a good mum. And good mums breastfeed.
I didn't like breastfeeding. It was too painful. I began to pump almost right away. I'm not sure if you can hear, I'm actually pumping right now. Pump time is me time. I can work, I can meditate, I can listen to some music. This is the only time I can be with myself, by myself. Actually, there was a lot of pressure from my husband to breastfeed. I remember one night my nipples were so sore and I just couldn't breastfeed anymore, and I said to myself, that's it. And I decided to pump for the first time. It was at night. I woke up, I went to the kitchen and I took my new pump, but I didn't even know how to do it. But I just took it anyway. I sat down and I started pumping. I was alone and it felt so good. But then my husband had to wake up and he entered the living room. He saw me pumping and he asked,
what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
I can see that you are pumping. Are you going to give him a bottle?
I just need a break. Just one day. The baby will be fine.
I'm not going to give plastic to my baby. He's too young for that.
My nipples hurt. They are bleeding. And it's very painful. And if you can't fucking understand that, then go and breastfeed on yourself naturally. Get out! Began to fight a lot after that.
Week 17. I felt your first movements, baby. At first, I thought that my stomach was just rumbling, but then I realized that that was you. This is something I can't describe. My baby was turning inside of me. I just started laughing and then crying. I cry a lot, by the way.
What was the hardest moment that you can remember? The hardest moment? I remember feeling my whole body hurting from his cry. My bones were hurting. I just couldn't stand him crying. I remember punching a wall with my fists. I wanted to punch him, my son, but I couldn't, of course, so I was punching the wall. And I just began to understand those mothers who went out the window, threw their children out the window. I still understand them. All of those stories are frightening.
Now, there was one moment I remember. My husband left for work and we used to live in that big house, and I took my daughter upstairs. We went for a walk on the roof with her for her to get some fresh air, and I held her in my arms, looked at her, my little girl, my happiness, my continuation of life, my soulmate, and I just, well, I wanted to throw her out. Can you imagine? I wanted to throw out my child. And now remembering it, yeah, I'm sad because in fact it was so hard. And there was that other moment, I was giving her a bath. I looked at her with such big, loving eyes and, well, I wanted to drown her. I loved her, but she pissed me off just from the fact that she does not allow me to sleep, and because I'm so attached to her, as if I were her hand or leg. We are just one, and I did not understand why I had such bad thoughts. I should be happy that I have such a beautiful, happy, healthy baby, but I had some kind of horror in my head. I didn't know how to deal with that, to handle that, and I constantly just prayed and asked God to help me.
He screamed all the time. One day he was crying whole day. He was tired. He needed sleep. I needed to sleep. And my mother and I agreed to go to the city. I was ready to leave the house, but my mum was not ready. Come on, Mum.
Don't rush me.
We're ready to go. I want to put him to sleep. I need to sleep too.
I said, don't rush me.
He was crying so loud. My bones ached from his scream and I couldn't take it anymore. Come on, let's go. He cries all the time. Can't you see? I'm tired. He wants to sleep. I want to sleep. Let's go.
He cries all the time because you gave birth to him at 40. That is too late to give birth. That's why he is sick. Your son is sick and it's your fault.
Bitch.
I remember my daughter was crying very loudly. She won't take my breast. I didn't know what to do. She was hungry, she screamed, and nothing helped. I couldn't concentrate, I couldn't think, I couldn't do anything. Despair overwhelmed me, then came aggression. I had some kind of a towel in my hand and I swung it at my daughter and it hit the sofa just below her feet. She felt my aggression and cried even more. I was horrified by what had happened. I almost hit her.
I had a moment when I wanted to leave my husband and son and go to Australia. Can you imagine? I was looking at them. I remember this continued for 5 days. I was looking at them and realizing that I wanted to quit. I tried to talk to myself. I was saying, what's wrong with you? You have such a wonderful husband. You have a healthy son. Where are you going? Why? What are you doing?
How your relationship with your husband changed after having kids? My husband and I become closer as a family, but further in terms of romantic relationships. Us being husband and wife has kind of faded into the background. We are parents, and everything revolves around this.
My husband is very helpful, very nice and supportive, but I don't want sex or my husband's touch. To be honest, the thought of it frightens me. I hope it will change soon because I want to feel wanted again and I do love my husband dearly. He's such a great dad. I remember one day I was crying again because my son wouldn't latch and he told me that if he had boobs, he'd help me. He would feed him and it was funny for me. He was crying. I was laughing and I felt better.
I feel much more confident as a mother when he's not around. I mean, now I'm constantly thinking if I do this, will he approve? If I do that, will he get angry at me? I just need him to leave me alone.
I remember one moment. It happened after my first birth. I was holding my son in my arms, so I was breastfeeding him. I was breastfeeding him in our room. Me and my husband were fighting about something. I don't even remember what it was about. We both were tired and sleepless, no time for compromise. It was bad, really bad. We were shouting at each other. At some point, I just stood up, still breastfeeding my son, can you imagine? I came to my husband and slapped him across the face and pushed him out of the room. He tried to open the door, but I screamed, get out, I don't want to see your face anymore, get out. And he left, and I felt so bad hitting him. That argument reminded me of my own childhood and how my parents were around me and my brother, and that's not what I wanted for my child. We went for therapy, we still go sometimes, even now. It really helps. Especially this year, been really tough. Him working from home, we are constantly together in the same house, can't travel or see the family. We have to entertain 3 kids. It's a lot.
My husband is asking me to have a second baby now, but me? No. When I remember that whole experience, no. I'm afraid. I'm not afraid of the pregnancy, the cesarean, of getting fat, of all that, of not sleeping. I'm not afraid of that at all. I'm afraid that I'll have this depression again.
Week 24. Hi, baby boy. I still can't believe I'm having a boy. My entire body is slowing down. My body, my thoughts, even my breath. Now I don't care how I look and what people think of me. Not that I cared about it before, but now it certainly doesn't matter. All that matters is you and me. It feels nice.
What are your happiest moment now? When I wake up and my kids are already running outside the door. They come to my bedroom door and scream, Mama, Mama. And I understand that they need me, you know, and it makes me so happy.
On the weekends, we play classical music in the mornings. Every sati, that's what I love very much. In general, music unfolds my soul. All troubles and worries, they just suddenly go away.
Being in nature. Good book. Jazz. out. And when my son is laughing.
How do you feel about your body? I want to send my body for a very, very long retreat somewhere far, far away on an uninhabited island.
I love my body, but I don't feel sexy anymore. I feel rather grateful to my body. To carry and give birth to 3 children, it's amazing.
I just want to tell my body, oh my dear, dear old friend, it was not easy for you, but we will get out together.
<laughs> 37 weeks.
My blood pressure is getting high. I eat a lot. I gain 20 kg. I'm super fat. And you, you're practicing your football kicks at night over there, aren't you? Your daddy sleeps with his hand on my belly and feels super happy feeling your kicks. But for me, it's getting very uncomfortable now. And I miss sleeping on my stomach. It's time to arrive soon, my little man. Yeah?
What do I miss the most? I miss my living room. Our house is like a playground, toys and baby things everywhere. And food. Food stuck to everything. I don't know. I'm very glad that I have become a mother 3 times. I used to live too good before my kids. Too selfish. For myself. Only for myself. I used to be a very reserved person. Very stingy with expressing feelings. Now I became much more open, soft and feminine.
Thailand. 2017. I remember I got a horrible sunburn on the first day. It was awful. I had fever. My skin was all red and swollen. It was so bad. I couldn't get out of bed for the next 3 days. Yeah. We spent almost the whole time in bed or in a bathtub or on the balcony in our hotel room. Just me and my husband. Just me and him. It was so peaceful. Peaceful, I think. Yeah. This is what I miss the most. Peace.
My freedom. I know I will never be free again. I've also gotten used to the feeling of fear. So many fears. I need to protect her from so many things, teach her so many things. Before, I only taught myself. Sometimes I don't want to live anymore. But because of the daily routine, there's no time to think about what to do about it. I think this is motherhood. The feeling of constant fear and guilt, and how it will always be like this. I feel deceived. Like, why didn't anyone tell me or warn me how awful it's going to be? I feel cheated, robbed. Yeah, mother is a thief.
Welcome to the world, my little boy. We did it together. It was a roller coaster of emotions, an overwhelming and beautiful experience. Thank you so much for making mommy and daddy so, so, so happy. We love you so much. I'm very excited to see you grow into a healthy, happy, and strong man, yeah? I will always be there for you.